Welcome to Magnetic Buddha. Today I'm going to read a poem by the Chilean poet Pablo Neruda, who I adore, and I'll be coming back to on and off. And the name of the poem is... One sec, I've gone mad and I've lost my place. The Fish and the Drowned Man. You can get it in Selected Poems. If you're on the Penguin version, it's page 137. Suddenly I saw the environs intensely, populated with steely forms, mouths like cutting edges, lightning bolts of submerged silver, fish in mourning, ogive fish, fish of a gilt-nailed firmament, fish with flashing polka dots, fish crisscrossing like chills, a white velocity, a thin science of circulation, the oval mouths of havoc and growth. The hand or wrist was handsome, which, surrounded by a fugitive moon, saw the fishery denizens teeming. A humid river, elastic with lives, an increment of stars along the scales, seminal opal decimated on the murky ocean's bedsheet. He saw the silver stones that bit him burn, banners of a tremulous treasure, and he submitted his blood as he descended to the devouring depths, suspended from mouths that circle his torso with sanguinary rings, until dishevelled and divided like an oozing stem. He is the escutcheon of the tide, a suit pounded by amethysts, a wounded inheritance under the sea, on the numerous tree.